Track 35.
So, we've discussed the negative aspects and costs of these proposals, but now I'd like to look at the real benefits which we think each proposal will bring.
Well, I really think that one of the most important benefits is better public transport. The most important thing is to get more people out of their cars and onto public transport.
Well, three of the proposals would help with that. Park and ride, bus and cycle-only routes, and the new tram system. Which do you think would be the best out of those three?
I think the bus and cycle routes would be great for town centre transport, but they might push car traffic further out and make it more difficult for buses outside the centre. That leads me to think that the tram system would actually improve public transport the most, even though it's the most expensive, as there will be a new form of transport in the centre without affecting other parts of town.
I think you have a good point there. I agree that in the long term, it would be the best thing. Do you think that proposal would also increase the amount of visitors in town?
Well, of course. Any of the solutions would do that. But I'm not sure if the tram system would be the best. What do you think?
I think the park and ride would be better than the tram system for that. The trams would help people who are already in town, but a park and ride would bring more of them in from outside.
So you think the park and ride would bring most visitors in?
Actually, I think if people know that they can get around the centre more easily, do their shopping and so on, they would come in more. So perhaps the pedestrian area and one-way system would be best in that respect.
True. I've seen other town centres become really busy when they've put in pedestrian areas. So that's clearly the best way of bringing visitors in. So we agree on that then.
And I think that people's health will improve as well, as they will be walking around the pedestrian area rather than driving around town.
Up to a point, yes, but I'm sure you'd agree that encouraging people to do more cycling would help their health far more.
Of course. Creating bus and cycle-only routes would be the best way of getting people to exercise. It would also help reduce pollution, so even the people who don't cycle will breathe cleaner air.
And we agree that producing less pollution is a really important part of this scheme. Though I think that the park and ride would be better at doing that than the bus and cycle-only routes.
I'm not sure. Lots of people would need to use the park and ride to help reduce pollution. Bus and cycle-only routes keep cars out of the centre.
Yes, but if people are encouraged to use park and ride more, it would produce the best results. There would be far fewer cars in the centre, and the air would be much cleaner.
Yes, that's true. But that's a lot of work for the council. Okay, we'll agree on a park and ride then. What about safety? I'd say the bus and cycle routes would be the best from that point of view.
Probably. I think I agree with you on that.
Okay, then. So we agree on safety.
Actually, no. When I think about it, you have to take pedestrians into account as well. It's safer for cyclists when there are no cars around. But I'm not sure that it's safer for pedestrians. They still have to avoid cyclists, who don't always pay attention to pedestrians. So I really think the pedestrian area and one-way system would be safer for them. Cyclists won't be allowed in the pedestrian areas, so there will only be people walking.
Yes, you have a point there. Shall we change that then?
Okay, I'm glad you agree. So that's all done then. We have all our recommendations.